Montag, lieben Klausen Globen.
Welcome everybody to Canada's Pinball Podcast live, and I mean live because I am live on Patreon right now, and as I just told people, I'm going to give you my review of Sonic the Hedgehog, my first impression review of the game. I also play Transformers. I'm going to give you my feelings on that game as well. There's in-laws all over this house. Some are at the Home Depot, some are outside. I'm not going to edit this show. I can read the chat. And I want to give you my feelings on the game. I've been waiting to play this game for maybe like a year. Sonic the Hedgehog, Steve Ritchie, over at Automated. I first want to say thank you so much to Frank and Mike over at Automated. If you are thinking of getting this game, give Frank a call. He will take care of you. He's a great guy, and he has it in his office, and I got to play it uninterrupted. I was there at 8 o'clock in the morning. It is now noon. I am back home. It's about 25 minutes away. I am going to say something right now that I think is accurate. I think nobody has played Sonic in America outside of the JJP team more than Canada. The reason I'm saying that is I just spent hours on the game. And I mean hours nonstop. I played like about 5 or 6 games the normal way. And then I did my thing that I did with Harry Potter. I opened up the coin door and I kept ball saving to see what's in the game. And I did that for a long time. We're going to talk about this because I wanted to see what is in this game, what is going to come at you as a player. And I also, you know, wanted to get a sense of the gameplay, the upper play field. Everything, I have so many feelings about this game. They're all inside me, and I can't wait to share them with each and every one of you. Now, before I get to that, and I'm not going to edit this show, so if there's some pauses or awkward moments or the volume goes up and down, it's just the way these live shows go. I want to say welcome to the 49 people on Patreon that are here right now. I appreciate you being here. I will do my best to sort of maybe field some of your questions as I go. And some of you have played Sonic, and so I am curious if my assessment of this game matches up with some of the stuff that you have experienced with the game. Okay, so before I get to Sonic, I want to quickly cover off on Transformers, because I played Transformers for about a half hour. It was a Transformer Pro, and I have to say that because it's really empty when you look at the Soundwave and you look at the, Grimlock, and Optimus is as embarrassing and as bad in person as I thought. You know how some women look better in real life? Optimus looks worse in real life. He's bad. I'm also really taken aback by the Megatron sculpt, which is just seemingly way too big, and the whole thing seems very imbalanced. But here's the thing about Transformers. I want to talk quickly about the code. I thought the code was awesome. I was expecting it to be awesome, and it was. You know, coming from Sonic and then going over to Transformers, I will say what I love about Transformers, it really does just put you right into the show. From the moment you hit start, the theme song, you got the voices, you've got everything, you got the clips. It really puts you right back into the show. So I did love that aspect of the game. So I didn't play Transformers as much as Sonic, but I will say my feelings on Transformers are this. And I know it's a pro, and I know that Sonic CE is about almost 3 times the price of Transformers Pro, but there is no denying the fact that this game and Stern Pros, man, they look really, really, really cheap. They used to look cheap, but now they look really, really cheap. That Soundwave plastic is embarrassing. I can't even believe they would think that is good enough. And, you know, look, I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the game. There were fun elements to the game. I think there's a lot of fun shots coming off of that upper right flipper. There were a lot of air balls in the game that I was shocked by. The drop targets by Megatron were airballing every single time. But, you know, after playing Transformers for